Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Kill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Happy June 4th. Could you imagine? It's June already? Oh my God. May came, it went, and I realized I have not spoken to you for the month of May. I do apologize for that. Sometimes, you know, life gets in the way, but we are still family. No matter when we talk, we're here for each other because it's about saving, making, and having fun with that money. So even if we don't talk for 3 months, you know, it's still the same thing. It's about getting that dollar. But family, I hope you're having a great weekend. I hope you're having fun. I hope you have been safe. And I wanted to talk to you today. And I wanted to give you a little horror story. And I want you to be on your toes with this. So here goes. I hope you brace yourself because it's going to be a horror story. Identity theft. That's real, folks. You don't think it's going to happen to you, but it happens to all of us. Not, you know, everybody, but it does happen. And you always hear about it in the paper or you always see it on a commercial or whatever. And you're like, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Just to make sure, you know, because nothing in life is guaranteed that's not going to happen. And I don't want it to happen. But just to make sure, these are the things that I want you to do. And the reason I'm really preaching this today, because it happened to me, okay? Not being aware, trying to do the things I thought I was doing right, and somebody got me. Not knowing somebody got me, but I'll tell you that story later. What I'm going to do is try to help you prepare for somebody not getting you, if that's really possible. I mean, the way these thieves are doing stuff nowadays is crazy. I mean, you think you're doing all the right things, but then next thing you know, somebody got you. They got your credit or they putting stuff in your name that you're not aware of. It's a whole bunch of crazy mess going on. And it's millions and millions of people who are getting caught up in this identity theft craziness. But first of all, what I want you to do, I want you to check your credit. You got three major credit companies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, if I'm pronouncing that right. They give you a free credit report. It used to be once a week with COVID. It may be once a month now, but it's free. I want you to run out and check your credit. You can either call them up and, you know, you have to give them information on the phone, your name, your social security number, all of that. Or you can write them a letter, which what I end up doing is I ended up getting all their addresses off the internet and I wrote them a letter saying, let me backtrack. There's one place that does all of your credit checks for you that does it from all three companies. I found the legitimate one and I wrote to them and they sent me my credit report from all three companies. So it was a one-shot deal. I found a lot of information on the internet, so I got my credit report. Also, I went to the individual companies, the credit companies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and I went to their website to find out how do I freeze my account, because you have to freeze your account in order for nobody to try to look into your account to find out what kind of credit you have and can people inquire about what's going on? You have to do this, folks, because number one, it's free. Number two, you'll know your credit history to find out who's been trying to tap in your credit history, finding out what kind of credit you have. Personally, me, I don't have no credit. I don't believe in credit. To me, that's against my religion. But it's still, they still can get you, okay? And like I said, they can start putting loans in your name, start doing all kind of stuff that you're not aware of, because sometimes we do get kind of lackadaisical about trying to check our credit. Yes, we, when the credit card bills come in, you check them, and bank statements, you're supposed to check them. All that you check. I've been doing that. But the credit report, I got a little lax on. I'm not going to lie. I ain't checked my credit report in about 3-4 years. And the only reason I found out what was going on was because I was getting letters from a debt company about a company that was opened up under my name that was not me. And it was nowhere where I lived. And it was a whole bunch of mess, which I'll tell you this story and I'll tell you what I had to do. But you got to check it, okay? Like I said, it's free. They'll send you the report in maybe about a week or two. And you'll look. Read the report and see what's going on. I mean, they have stuff people inquired about companies that I used to work for, or, you know, yes, when I got my car loan, all that's on there. And if there's any kind of discrepancies, you call the company and say, look, this is not me, this is wrong, and they'll tell you how to go about fixing it. But the three companies are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Okay? If you're a victim, okay, the first thing you do, when you find out, after you finish panicking and screaming and crying, because I know I went through that too. I was pissed off. It got me so mad. And when you get pissed off, folks, sometimes it makes you do more stuff. It makes you fight them. Like, who the heck is you? You know, so I want you to get mad if this ever happens to you. And I never want it to happen to you. They all tell you, go down to the police, your local police precinct, and fill out a report. Did that. Excuse me, but with my police precinct, I don't know where you live, but where I am, first thing, the police is sitting there at the gate, like he's a gatekeeper for the police. Remember when you used to walk in the police office in police precincts and, you know, it was a guy behind the desk, you tell him a story and he tells you exactly where to go. Now we have a gatekeeper, okay, where you can't go in to the police department and into the police station, excuse me, until you tell the policeman what the story is, and he can deem you worthy of going into the police department, into the office. I said, what the heck is this? That proves I have not dealt with the police at all. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, you have to fill out a police report. And you would think they give you a long piece of paper with all the information. No, they give you this little piece of paper. We're here in New York. I don't know what other states do, because I can only speak for New York City and the borough that I live in. They give you this little piece of paper with your name and a little number, and you have to call. You got to call them in 2 days with the case number once they file it and stuff. So you have to fill out a police report. So that's a job you need to do right away if you feel that you're a victim of identity theft. Second, what I did was I went to all my banks, which is only one, so don't let me fool you, because you know I'm a cheapskate. I ain't got no money trying to get some money. I went to all the banks to see if they can put a lock on my account. Some of them can. Some of them can put alerts on your account. Some of them can't. Or some of them will say, okay, you know, there's a password or whatever that you can put on your account. So anytime you get money or someone tries to use it, they need to know the password. Which is pretty decent. I thought that was pretty decent. So you go to your bank to see if they can lock your accounts in some form or fashion. All banks are different. Okay, so it doesn't hurt to inquire, even if you're not a victim. Still inquire about locking your account so nobody can get into it. Okay, and there's another thing that you need to be aware of. Like when you write checks, okay, because I write checks and the regular pens and stuff, and the police officer was telling me that a lot of thieves wash the ink out and rewrite whatever amount they want on the check. Look for invisible ink pens. I've found a few in Staples. I don't know how good they work, so don't quote me on it, but they're invisible ink staples, listen to me, pens, where they're almost like magic markers. You write the check number out and no one can wash the check to put another number in. because the officer that I spoke to said he had one woman that wrote a check, say to an insurance company, for maybe $40, $50, and next thing you know, the check came back, and the check was like $30,000. That's crazy. It's because somebody got her check from the mailbox. Don't put your mail in the regular mailbox. Take it to the post office, have them stamp it, and give it to a live person. Even though it may or may not prevent identity theft, it's one less, it's a, something that you're doing to help you prevent this. So the extra measure, people would say. Anyway, the cop was saying the woman, you know, the check was $30,000. That's crazy. Thank God her man called her and found out somebody had taken the check, whitewashed it, whatever that is, and whatever they do, and instead of like the $30 or $300, they put $30,000. Thank God it was caught. So we went to Staples and got got a pen. And it's like I said, it's almost like a magic marker that you use. Some say they're good pens, some say they don't work. I mean, you know, I try to do as many preventive measures as I can because sister ain't got no money for real. And for somebody to take what I ain't got, it's just not acceptable. So we got invisible pens, which they do right. Like I said, they're like magic markers. Look in Staples and ask them for pens that prevent identity theft. I forgot what they're called. They're maybe about $9, $9, $10. You just have to try them out. I was also told Walmart has them too. It's a preventive step. Also, if you have a lot of credit cards, you know you're not using a whole bunch of credit cards. You shouldn't be because you should be saving money. You're part of the cheap cheater family now. We don't do credit cards unless it's real important. And we only have one major one, okay, with a very low limit on it. Anyway. You got a lot of credit cards you know you're not using and you ain't seen since a month of Sunday and you ain't pulled them out because they got dust on them. Cancel them jokers. Why are you carrying around a whole bunch of credit cards? Credit gets you in trouble. Cancel them. Call the companies up. Say, look, I'm not using this card. Cancel them. And the ones you do have, if you have a high limit of over $10,000, lower that joker. Call them up and say, look, I got this $10,000 limit. I'm not going to use this kind of money. I want $5,000 or I want $3,000, whatever you prefer, but make it low. The credit card companies are trying to make their money. Okay, so every time you charge something and you pay it and you're a good payer, they keep upping the credit card limit. Up, up, up. No. Tell them to lower the credit card limit. You use it as you need it, which is emergencies and really, really necessities. And then you pay it off. Actually, I like for you to pay it in full. You pay it off and you keep it moving and just use the credits and the bonuses that you make from the credit cards. Use that to pay the credit card companies back as far as the fees and stuff they charge. Because that's what I do. I use their points to pay for the fees that they charge me for using the credit card, which I don't use anyway. My credit card got dust on them. I'm telling you. I mean, don't laugh. They do have dust. Like I said, because credit is against my religion. If I can't have cash, I'm not doing it. Check all your mail that comes in. Some of that stuff that looks like junk mail is not junk mail. And that was my downfall. I checked it, but I'm thinking that the company that was sending me, you know, you owe this amount to debt collection company. I thought that was a joke. And it was about some bull crap. Excuse my friend. So I never checked it. Not like I should have. And when that third letter came from that company, I was like, wait the heck a minute. Let me call up and find out what's going on. And that's when they told me what was going on. And one of the companies here took me to, besides collection, the company that took me got in contact with their lawyer, and the lawyer was contacting me, and that is another whole big crazy story. But thank God I got a lawyer, and they wrote a letter, and I went showed the lawyer the police report and everything, so they left me alone because I'm not the one, Okay, family, you know, when it comes to somebody trying to take my money, I trust and believe I am not the one. I will fight you nail and tooth and may the best person win because it's going to be me. So, identity theft is real and it's a horror story. And you have to do a lot of work. So, I want you to be patient and I want you to be diligent and do the things that you have to do. Always check. Like I said, the three credit card companies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion gives your credit report free to you. Check that credit report. Look over it. If it's discrepancies, call them and tell them, look, this is not right. This is not right. If you are not sure about what's going on, tell them to put a freeze on that joker. And that's what I end up doing, freezing the account on them, on all of them, really. I will give you a heads up. Yes, you do have to send them some information so they'll know who you are, like maybe a copy of your driver's license and a carnet bill or a passport and things like that. And yes, you know, you're kind of leery about that. Or you could probably do it over the phone. Whichever you're comfortable with, just do it. Check your report. Make sure your credit cards that you're not using are canceled. And just be diligent about checking because, excuse me, there's too many horror stories and people think it can't happen to them. Like that was me thinking, oh, this can't happen to me. Well, you know what? It happened to me. And I didn't even know it until it got to the point where the debt people was calling me. Well, not debt people, but the collection agents, they weren't even calling. They were just writing letters. Okay, so just be careful, family. I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. And I don't want nobody messing up your credit. Because you know what? You can mess up your own debt on credit. But and people do. But just be vigilant in what you do and how you do it. And also, I want you to save that money. Forgive me if this was a rant today, but I just wanted to give you a heads up of what was going on and giving you some tips of things you should do. Because it's crazy out here. Folks is getting desperate and, you know, they do anything for a dollar. I mean, you can do stuff within reason, but people are just stealing. Like that's something new. Anyway, on that note, have a great day. Have a safe week. Be blessed. Be happy. And do me a favor. I want you to save that money. Until next time, have a great one.